You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to the podcast. On today's episode, we're taking a deep dive into Operator, OpenAI's action-taking agent that is kind of new and really exciting, and Jaden actually has access to it. So we're going to kind of dive a little bit deeper into that today. But before we do, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yes. So every single week, Jamie and I record an exclusive piece of bonus content. This week we record. So today we're going to talk about Operator, OpenAI's Operator that takes over and accomplishes any task. It's like the first agent. It's cool. We are going to explain everything that it's doing and other companies and all sorts of interesting things about it. But if you want a deep dive on how it actually works, we recorded an exclusive video over on our AI Hustle School community where I'm walking through a use case and some businesses that I've seen people literally doing with Operator, and we break them all down. We show you exactly how it works. I show you all of my prompts and tools and tips that I use essentially to make Operator scale businesses for us. So if this is interesting to you, and dozens, maybe hundreds of other videos over on the AI Hustle School community, it's $19 a month. We hit $100 a month in the past. For January, we have a big discount. And it's $19 a month. So if you've ever wanted to join, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle community. Incredible people on here, and you can get access to that deep dive on the tools, tips, and tricks of Operator and making money with it. All right, let's get into the episode today. So I guess, Jamie, we've been playing with Operator for a little bit. What is the most, I guess, groundbreaking thing in your opinion on, you know, what it's capable of doing or what it's, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so I'm super excited about this. I have, you know, not been willing to pay the $200 for ChatGPT Premium, but I may do it now because it kind of opens up a whole new world as far as what AI can actually do. It's not just for research anymore or, you know, coding, things like that. It can actually take action for you, which I do a lot of tasks on my computer that take a lot of time, especially related to content creation. And there's a lot of repetitive tasks that I could absolutely just teach Operator how to do, and then it would be totally hands-off for me, and I would just maybe come in to publish or do something like that. But it's really amazing how it works. It basically, you know, with your any web application, it can log in and take action for you. So so one of the examples we talked about on our school community was a guy who was searching for free pianos on Facebook Marketplace, and he came up with like a really cool hustle out of it. But yeah. So Jane, what do you have to say about it?
Yeah. So, okay. What I think is amazing is the fact that it's able to accomplish things. It's not perfect though. And so what I've actually been getting a lot of people talking about this, what's interesting is it doesn't take over your computer like I previously thought it would. It actually opens up a tab or like its own kind of computer inside of your browser, like a virtual private machine pretty much. And it's doing all of the actions on there. Now, this has some pros and cons. I think pros are probably security, right? It doesn't have access to your actual computer. You can imagine that like if it was going around and trying to accomplish a task and like maybe you tell it to go download a video and it's like 100 gigs and it over like loads your computer and like you can imagine like it could be kind of annoying. I think that's what they're trying to get away with. So they've made it so it runs on a virtual private machine. Now, the pros are the privacy. The cons though are that it doesn't have all of your passwords necessarily saved, which is something that I think would be kind of cool if you could run something like this on my computer. So for example, when you tell it to do a task, like the example you mentioned where someone was having it scroll through Facebook Marketplace, he had to go, it was like, okay, I'm on Facebook, like log into your account and it has a pop-up and you go and like log into your Facebook account for it and then it goes. And the problem is you have to do that every single time. So if you open a new task, it's like a brand new thing. And even though you typed in your password on the last one, you got to retype in your password on the next one. So to me, that's kind of like annoying. That adds extra friction. The way I've gotten around it is by putting my literal username and password in the prompt that I'm giving to operator. And it's able to then go and log in. So there's some, that's like one kind of strategy you can use with it. But it definitely is a downside. Now, the upside to this is that it's capable of downloading things to its own device, which has, I think, like a 800 gigabyte like capability. So you can download like a ton of stuff. It's really fast. It's connected to the Wi-Fi at their data center. So it's lightning fast, instantaneous, faster than whatever your Wi-Fi is, I can almost guarantee you. So that's another kind of like perk to this. Overall, I think this is phenomenal. I'm really excited for where this goes. Even though it's not taking over your computer, it's kind of running on their own. It's really, really useful, but it is definitely not perfect. So in all my testing that I've done with it this week, which has been a ton, and I go over all of that in our school community, some content I've posted over there. It's really useful, but it's not perfect. But I think by the end of this year, operator, like, so anyone that's, there's a lot of people on X, like, oh my gosh, it's slow and it's too annoying and it asks me questions and it pauses all the time. Any grievance you have, first of all, I kind of figured out some prompts to get around most of those grievances, but this thing will be, in my opinion, like insane by the end of the year. And the trend that I'm seeing is that by the end of the year, we will have these like operator agents doing everything for us. And it says that it can do multiple at the same time. So like you do multiple threads at once, which is kind of crazy. You could have like 10 of these things going and all you do is, or you hire a virtual assistant to click through the tabs and make sure all of the tasks are on track and everything's done. And then you get it to rerun or go again. And like, you could make an insane army of these things.
Yeah. I mean, even like a social media management company, you know, you could basically manage, you know, hundreds of people's social media for businesses without even having to do any of the work. You know, it could streamline so much and save so much time. You know, really, I feel like for me, this is like next level as far as what, you know, AI is going to be useful for. And it's going to be exciting to see the different ways we use it.
Yeah, 100%. So the other thing that I want to say is that this isn't like the first company to do this. Anthropic announced back in October, a tool called Computer Use. So this tied into their Claude 3.5 model. And essentially, it was able to go and accomplish a lot of tasks. They showed demos that were like, you know, having it go and book a flight or like fill out a spreadsheet or like do a bunch of different things. So this is like kind of like very similar as far as a tool. I haven't actually used it. I'm not even 100% sure if it's fully launched yet. But anyways, the other people are working on it. I'm assuming if they made the big announcement in October, this thing's probably out. And people are using it. Of course, ChatGPT is bigger and has more users, so it's going to be more used. I know that Anthropic focused a lot on kind of like developers and use cases that developers might have. So that was an element of what this is doing. And then Jamie, you brought up another company that you've seen recently. So I'll let you talk about that. But I just want to say like there are other options and other people, and this is going to be something that undoubtedly grows. There's a company, Alibaba in China, is apparently about to launch one with their Quen model to take on operators. So this is the year of agents. One way or another, there's going to be thousands of new businesses and hundreds of ways to scale your business that you're currently working on using AI tools. So I'm super excited for all of the different use cases. But Jamie, tell us about the other one that you're telling me about. There's another one of these agent companies.
Yeah, so the other one is called Cintra AI, and we've talked about them on the podcast. I think they're kind of changing the structure of their company, but I like their slogan. It's that your employees that never sleep. So they're kind of trying to take the angle of we're going to help you replace your employees, which may or may not be triggering just for some people. But they have these different agents. It looks like they've already pre-trained them, but they have like a buddy or business development manager or Cassie or customer support specialist. So different, you know, GPTs for different tasks, which is kind of cool. But I think, you know, this new operator thing with ChatGPT, you know, you could train it to do custom tasks, which, you know, I'm more likely to use than just a standard like business development GPT, you know. So I think for my use case, I already am more excited about operator. Cintra seemed pretty cool, and they charge $40 per month per agent. So if you had multiple agents, it would add up pretty quickly, where if you have the OpenAI Premium, it's $200 a month flat, and you said you could have multiple agents doing different things, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So I will say, like, I do think operator's cool because it's like really versatile. It's going to get better and better. What I do like about a company like Cintra is that, like, if you do have an AI that's trained to do something specific, like be your social media manager, like, you know that they already figured out the prompts and everything that's needed and did all the integrations to get something that can, like, create content and post it for you. Whereas, like, you could tell operator to do it, but you have to go from scratch figuring out what that prompt is, how to create the content, what type of content to create. Whereas if you're using something like this, you know, this, like, the Soshi one over here, it can create social media posts specifically for your brand. It can rethink your social strategy, how you can improve. It can increase your social media presence, becoming more active on social media. It can design your social profiles to get more eyes. It can get guidance on your brand images and how you can improve your standings. And then, you know, it's like looking at your trends and stuff. It can do write scripts for Reels, for TikTok. I don't know, like, how hands off, like, if it actually can, like, X post generate. I don't know if it actually goes and posts them. So if it can do that, very, very cool. If it's like creating some content, but you kind of got to post it, like, you know what I mean? I really want something that's completely automated and does a good job. And if they're able to accomplish that, I think that this is a huge thing. Now, one thing I'll say with Cintra, it's $40 a month, and I think that's for each. So you could go pick whatever agent tool you want to use, but it's like $40 a month for each of them. So it could, it definitely could stack up, but it's way cheaper than an employee, you know?
That's true. And they are a little bit more reliable too, I'd say. So anyways, if you guys enjoyed this episode or got any value out of it, please be sure to leave us a review. Those mean a lot to us, and we read every single one. And also check out our school community, because we actually explored Operator and all that can do. We gave it different tasks and things, and it was a really good episode. So if you want to learn more about that, join the school committee, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.